Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR this morning. We have a computer glitch. Hey,
it always happens right
I know.
At, it always happens right at 7
o'clock. Right in the morning.
Why is that? You know, and you've taken the clocks down. You've just done it all today to us, guys. Congratulations. There is a day today. This is Wednesday, and, you know,
welcome
good
to morning.
Morning. Welcome. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody.
And good morning.
What's the weather look like
currently
today?
Currently 45 degrees. I know we just jammed it. We got three guys in here trying to hit, you know, always get. This is like when we first started. Remember how, you know, there was this.
Yeah, but that was 6 years ago.
We electronic shouldn't be doing stuff that. Going on.
We probably shouldn't be doing that right still.
Anyway.
Now all three of them are pointing fingers in different directions.
Focus. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a temperature. Our temperature's around 69. Is this hump day?
This is hump day, but I don't think we're going to hear anything
Eldon,
right away here.
Put on your headset so you can see that we're distorting.
We're hearing all
mostly,
types of weird things happening.
Mostly,
now we just turned it
there
off.
There we go. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 43. Thursday is going to be high. Oh!
Not yet. Not till we do the weather.
Okay.
You know, guys, let's just have a do-over. No, I mean it. Let's have a do-over. Our beginning. Let's just start this thing over again. This is was a train wreck. Okay, so I guess we're not going to do that.
All you can do is laugh. You know, you could be
it's
like
is.
Being
you
in a
what?
Traffic jam.
You know
what are you going to do?
What's the weather look like?
I started off by saying it's currently 45 degrees or 47 ish, depending on where you go, because we have the National Weather Service, and what we're looking at right now is 47.
Which we can't see because we got wide
mostly. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 43. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be around 70, mostly clear with 45. Hey, welcome to KCNR 1460. Aren't you glad? Because this is real.
Yeah, Angel is over
you
here
get
going.
In the car. You get wait a minute. You get in the car. This is what happened to me this morning because I had to have my drive-through coffee. I just did. It was just I had a late night of rehearsal last night, really late. And woke up this morning and thinking I was a blob. I had to put needles inside. I had to stick myself to just move. So anyway, in the drive-through coffee place this morning, I've got my car in park. I put it in park. I'm always on the brake. So I'm trying to take off to go to work, and I'm like, why am I not moving? And the engine's revving up because I'm in park. So I was just one gear. I was just
one gear away.
That's hump day. I just didn't know I was in park, and I'm revving up the engine. Like, why am I not moving? So
weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, locally owned, veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Okay, see if it works.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Okay, there, finally. Now we're going to reset the Phantom. It looks like the Phantom has frozen up, so we've gone into the other room, and we're going to just reset the Phantom. It's not a big thing. We're still going to continue. Good morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh, a lot of things going on today. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel... Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, just when I'm getting ready to say it, you said it first.
No, it's because it's very important to say this man's name correctly.
He hit a home run in Tuesday in Congress. Even liberal commentators, even Democrats, not Pelosi, all said this. His speech was one of humor and strength. And you know what? We invited a leader from another country to address Congress. The Republicans did this. And by the way, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to be on Friday. Is going to discuss this, as many of the other things we're going to talk about, including the Homeland Security bill. And even the liberal commentator said, you know what, this was a wonderful speech, where he outlined the problems and the fears that Israel has with this new deal that President Obama seems to be pushing that's going to give the Iranians a chance to have a bomb in 10 years. And one of the Republican congressmen came on today and said, you know, I'm 37 years old. He says, I 10 years, I'll be 47. And, you know, frankly, I don't trust Iran. I don't trust the fact that they've ever done anything they said they were going to do. And yet they're going to be able to walk in and have the bomb there. Well, of course, the Obama administration said, well, there's nothing new in this speech. Well, there was. There was a strength there, and there was a passion there in this speech that said a lot. Pelosi says it drove me to tears. Well, it's probably because she was driven to tears because of the frustration of actually having somebody articulately explain why this is a bad deal with Iran and signing this nuclear treaty. And here's the thing. The Congress wants to have a say in this. The Senate and the House of Representatives. This is an important thing. This could lead to a nuclear power in 10 years. And you say to yourself, well, it's 10 years. A lot can happen. Ask the people back in 1929 about Hitler. Ask them about what happened there. Ask them if that 10 years, which gave them a chance to build strength in the other things they're doing with ISIS and other terrorist organizations that they support, do you actually think they're going to be good guys over this? They don't need to have nuclear plants. People have offered them, hey, look, we'll give you the nuclear energy. We'll take care of that. That's not enough. And I can kind of, to a point you understand that because, hey, look, you're going to give me nuclear energy. It's my country. I can do it myself. However, they get the bomb. Or they get, and they don't even have to launch it. They just have to put a little dirty bomb together and let crazies take it over to Israel and explode it in Tel Aviv. Or Washington, D.C. Or other places in the world. But the bottom line is, it was a great speech. I mean, however, as Chris Matthews said, have we given over our foreign policy to the Israelis? Well, you know what? When it comes to the Middle East, maybe we should. Maybe we should subcontract that out to the Israelis, the Middle East problem. So, hey, look, you guys are going to handle this for us. Hey, we're going to continue giving you the billions of dollars. We're going to give you weapons. And why don't you guys just handle this for us? It's just a thought. Since we seem to have abdicated our responsibility in the Middle East after making it such a mess. Okay. Sweet pea.
Are you better now?
Well, I am because okay. I don't know. Is the Phantom ready? Can we actually play things off it now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we think so.
Okay, do you want to start with the opening? The opening of the show.
I'll start from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can do that. Can you play that or not? Or is that too hard right now? Okay, he can't do that. This is our intern. Let's get somebody in here that can play that. Can play the intro to our show here. Yeah. You brought that up again.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Okay, good morning, North State. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This was Linda Elden. Linda did this to you. You know that.
I'm sorry.
Because, here's our intern sitting there. The whole board just goes down. He just looks at us like a deer caught in the headlights.
Well,
and then after we got through it, Linda goes back and hits him again. This is like somebody that drove, you escaped. You escaped the car that almost hits you. And then the car hits the brakes. And as you turn around and you're panting thinking, oh, wow, they back up and run right over you. Is that right? You can thank Linda for this. Come on.
Well,
get
good
on.
Morning and welcome back to KCNR 14.
Good morning there, son. I mean,
how
are we doing, huh?
I survived, I guess.
You survived. There you
absolutely.
Go.
You always survive. If you are the catcher of the baseball team, you can you are used to being calm in the fire, in the storm.
That's for sure.
Calm in the storm.
Yeah. Of course, your idea of being calm in the storm is to turn around and go like, I don't know how to do this.
Hey, you know,
and then watch Bob Belongi come. You know what? He had everything but a cape on. Did you notice that? He had everything but a cape on, and he flew through the door, and he landed, and it was Bob Belongi going, I can handle this. You know, it's me. It's Superman.
That's why we call him Bad Bob.
Okay.
BB. Hey, in the headlines today, of course, we're going to have to take a break now, but we just thought it was really funny.
Totally
we're going to be talking
this.
About the shooting range.
Yeah. Reading Police Department, we're going to talk about
it. They won't be pulling its police department from the record range.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Hillary. Hillary's using private emails as Secretary of State. Excuse me. Has anybody ever done that before, or should they? Talking about the marijuana trade in Shasta County, what's happening there. And guess what? Red Emerson hit the papers again. And there's a couple more things in here I think we're going to talk about, be able to do that. Patrick Jones is coming in at 8 o'clock to talk about a number of things. We want to talk to him about the record gun range, though, because Patrick is one of those people that believes it should be moved. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Come and experience the charming and delightful Grace Place Tea House and Boutique in downtown Reading. Enjoy a Pete's specialty tea or coffee along with a meal or delectable treat. Meet with friends, do business using free Wi-Fi, or enjoy the peaceful charm alone with a good book. Grace Place is the perfect place for special occasions. Located at 1448 Pine Street in Reading, all proceeds benefit Shining Care, a nonprofit serving local seniors. Visit GracePlaceTeaHouse.org for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit. Adamson's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. How you doing there, Carl?
I'm doing great. And you know what? You know, just a shout out to our guys here. I mean, things freeze up like that. You know, like the in this case, it, you know, everything's running great and runs great for you know, for a year, and then the computer freezes up.
Yeah,
three of them are in here. Three of them are in here fixing it.
And, you know, we're just like, well, wait a minute. All of a sudden, we hear.
Good job. Good job. Yeah. Bob and Elton. Got Bob, the Bob, and Catcher.
Something in the headlines today, interesting news, because I thought, you know, after that chaotic beginning, let's talk with something a little bit interesting. I can't read your lips.
Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You think after this long I could read your lips? Read my lips.
Special Joe's with great coffee and any way you want it for great prices. And, of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the state. I like to think of the state. And the walk-in humidor has cigars all rated by Cigar Aficionado. You know, the high grades, the good stuff, the all of this at Tobacco and Brew. Where it's not only just coffee and tobacco products. You have a brew there, and beers and wine and anything you could possibly imagine. Great deals down there, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Are you ready for this headline?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know what's fascinating about the world we live in? There's always wonderment, perhaps in the mountains or the fields and the streams and in the ocean. And I love stories like this. A research team led by Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Paul Allen has located a Japanese battleship that was considered one of the world's largest and most technologically advanced warships when it was sunk off the Philippines during World War II. Using an underwater vehicle, the team aboard Allen's super yacht, My MY Octopus, found the Musashi on Sunday in the Sibuyan Sea. They used high resolution cameras. It's a 73,000 ton battleship, and the Musashi, built under strict secrecy and commissioned in 1942, was sunk by U.S. forces during the lead up to the Battle of Leyte Gulf on October 24th. Nearly half of its crew and 2,399, including Commander Vice Admiral Toshihira and Noguchi, lost their lives when the ship went down under a barrage of some 19 torpedoes and 17 bombs. Isn't that fascinating? That's, again, one more. You know that there's all kinds of probably Spanish ships, and we love to watch the, you know, the pirate things. And so, you know, it's just fascinating to think that there's so many things that are being unearthed every day in the sea.
And you don't see it a lot, but they continually find gold from these old, you know, from old ships, you know, from the galleons back in the 1600s. And, you know, I just saw that there was a law cases going off the case off the coast of North Carolina because private. You know, a private company found this, and the state of North Carolina was trying to claim it. And it was, you know, the battle was going on. I think they're going to end up splitting it, but it was millions of dollars of gold, silver, and artifacts.
Well, in this case, Allen says he respects the area as a war grave and plans to work with the Japanese government to ensure the site is treated respectfully in accordance with Japanese traditions. So, you know, it still can be treated as a grave, but I'm sure there's probably things that you can discover. Right.
There's a number of other places where you can literally dive on Japanese ships that have been sunk, and you're in the South Pacific out there around these islands. And there are certain areas that they made into almost, you know, Japanese have made into a graveyard or a cemetery, because there were skulls and everything still down there. People could go down and take a look at when you're diving. Big news, and the chat room's going at it right now, is the fact that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, used over She used her own email server. They went back to her home in New York as Secretary of State. Private email, not gov stuff. And so you know, nobody has ever done this. Nobody's ever done this before. The only time you would do something like this is if there was an emergency and say the Fed server went down, because you know the Fed server has all the protections on it, plus the fact you have what? Accountability. The computer server that transmitted and received Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails on a private account she used exclusively for official business when she was Secretary of State traced back to an internet service registered to her family's home in Chappaqua, New York. Now, as Hillary Clinton said, I'm the most transparent politician out there. Well, not anymore, Hillary, because this means that every email that you sent went across a private server, which means is that there is no tracking of your email. And she says, well, of course there is. Anything I sent to Gov has a track to it. What if they didn't go to Gov? What if you got things that you sent out to people, to their email addresses that had that were on classified servers? What about things going to Benghazi? What about that? What about other things that you sent out that should have been across on this? I mean, this is kind of big. I mean, this is a thing where if you don't have the transparency, if you don't know what the Secretary of State is sending out, how can you make sure is what she's doing is correct or what they're saying is true? Imagine if the Secretary of Condoleezza Rice had been using a private server while she was Secretary of State under Bush. You don't think that the Democrats in Congress wouldn't have had their ears pinned back in going for it?
Well, you know it's a double standard.
Well, unless the people stand up, and I mean both sides. You know, Obama says, well, you're going to need to talk to her about that. Well, excuse me, she's your Secretary of State. Don't you have a comment about this? Don't you have something that says, well, you know what, she shouldn't have done that? You know, or no, you know, if she's allowed to do this, this means any appointed official, any official that you have at the cabinet level of the president can run their own email. So that means the public will never know what's being sent, what's being transmitted, what's being said. What if there's illegalities, as there are everywhere with this administration and past administrations? How do you track it? You know, look what it took to get the IRS emails. Oh, we don't have them. Well, no, they were all destroyed. Oh, no, they were all destroyed. Oh, we found 16,000 of them. Excuse me? And now with Hillary, you don't know how many she sent. You just have to trust the fact that her team's going to give you every one of them. And now, do you believe that? Do you believe that her team's going to give out every email that she sent out? Of course not. Of course not. Of course they won't. This is a big thing. And, you know, some people think, oh, this is going to just blow over. Why should it blow over? Why shouldn't this be an investigation and asking Hillary, why would you do something like this? I mean, they said, well, there's no reason we can't. Well, there is. Listen to judges and everybody else that talks about it. No, you need to be able to have a tracking mechanism. Something that Hillary negated when her emails were routed back through her own server at her own house. Come on. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Lindabot. Okay, your turn.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
I'm all shook up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bye, good morning. It is 7:32 in the morning here on March the 4th, 2015. 42 degrees out there, and Elvin is stuck up on, you know, if you notice that our intern is stuck on Elvis. I mean, he plays Elvis a lot.
Why is that?
I'm an Elvis fan.
Oh, you're an all shook up guy.
Do you have a tape or a CD?
Back home, I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious, like, you know, they even have Elvis radio on XM.
A hunk of burning love.
Well, you know what? We've recently have taped a couple specials that he did when he was in his highlight, you know, days of, you know, actually Elvis was great, even though, you know, we talk about back even when he did his return into Hawaii.
Wait a second. Thank you, Super Bob.
Thank you, Bad Bob.
Bad Super Bob fixed the clock too.
Hey, it's Romance on the River Thursday night at Wind River.
Oh man, great time.
They do a special menu just for this particular night. You know, we've signed. Being myself, I'll be there with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Rick Hill. So I was with Rick Hill working on some songs last night. Of course, he's going to play some solo, as well as we worked on some things. And I'm just really musically very excited. So if you make reservations, 243-3377. They bring a special menu and they turn the lights down. We try to change the Elements Lounge into like a really groovy, you know, nightclub of yesteryear. So come on out and join us. We'll be there from 7 to 9.
Yeah, it's non-smoking.
Elements is non-smoking. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah, come on and join us. We're going to have a good time. All right, 7:34 in the morning today on the 4th of March. Big news, the Reading Police Department is going to continue to use Record Range. Last night it was brought up in the city council, even though it's outside the city council's purview, the range itself, but they could, you know, they could tell RPD to stop training there. But the other thing that they're doing is they're addressing addressing questions of the citizens. So, you know, even though it's outside their purview being where it's located at and they can't fix it or anything, but they can still talk about it, which is what they did. And so I think that's a good thing to do to talk about this and to say, well, look, if the complaints are the Reading Police Department training there, and people come up with eloquent arguments. You know, we're taking rounds, expended rounds here. Some of them are new. Most of them are probably old, and who knows from how long ago. And there is noise, even though that one person said nobody told me it was going to be noisy. You know, when he moved there 20 years ago, I can't help but think if you're going to, you know, that somewhere in there you sign something that said there's a pistol rifle range right here that, you know, you got to consider. But what the guy says is, yeah, but back then, now he says they're using modern equipment and it's heavy, you know, like semi-automatic rounds going off. He says it sounds like a war sometimes, and it starts at 7:30 and goes to 10:30. And I'm sure there must be noise abatement laws, which tells me is that the piece, you know, whoever's running this thing ought to just run by that. You know, you can't do it before 9 o'clock in the morning and or after 10 o'clock at night. Because after 10 o'clock at night, you know, people do need to go to sleep that work around there that pay taxes. Bottom line on that, though, you may be in the middle of a training evolution and you've got to finish it and it runs past 10 o'clock. So, but if that is just planning and you can fix that, you know, you want to be good neighbors. Now, what Rob Pelletti said, Chief Pelletti said, is look, he says, you know, we use this for our training and to go anywhere else, and I'm really cutting this down. Is that it would cost a lot of money, and there's no place around here to do it. Indoor ranges do not train officers adequately. You know, you can use it to sit there and shoot at bullseye targets to see if you can hit the target, you know, 8 out of 10 times. But for real training, you've got to be able to shoot and move. I mean, that's what happens. If you're not shooting, you're moving. Because if you don't move, you're now a target. And if you're shooting, you know, you've got to be able to move, shoot, communicate, and work as teams when you're if you're in a life and death situation. You can't do that in an indoor pistol range. I'm sorry. I mean, you just can't do that. It's impossible. So the only question then is the hours and putting bullet traps around there to make sure they don't have any ricochets going out there. Okay, and they are, I think the hours can be addressed, and I think that the bullet traps can be built in such a way they don't, you know, that they work and they don't go out there. I feel for the people out there, because, you know, I understand what the one guy says, is that it went from sporadic shooting of pistols to now you've got M4s that are probably automatic M4s, not semi-automatic, because semi-automatic, they fire every time you pull the trigger, they fire. Automatic, you pull the trigger, they keep firing until you stop pulling the trigger. I'm not sure if our police department, I'm going to ask Chief Pelletti, do we have automatic weapons in our police department? I would imagine we do. I imagine M4s they have will have 3-round burst if they want to use that. I'm not sure. But that's something to ask about. But for him to, you know, and for neighbors are saying now it's heavy fire. I sympathize with that. But it didn't say when you signed your contract there, it said, hey, there's a pistol and rifle range. They're only going to shoot occasionally and in 1 or 2 round, you know, sets. Times change. Now, if there was another range around here, I would expect, you know, if there was another range that offered everything the police wanted that was reasonably close, when I say reasonably close, I mean with like 20 minutes. So they can get out there, get their training in, and get back. Because they're not going to be driving 2 hours to go to training. I mean, because you pay for that, and now you got them all, you know, it's just ludicrous to even think about it. Now, the vote was 3-1. Why only 3-1? Brent Weaver. And Brent continues, I mean, you know, Brent recused himself because he's built houses out there and he's got a rental out there. He says, I can't vote on something I have, you know.
Had a hand in.
Yeah, you know, I have a hand in out here, so I'm not going to vote on this. Well, it went, and then, so then it went 3-1. I'm laughing, I'm sorry. 3-1. Missy, Kristen, and Francie voted to keep it going. And Gary voted. I'm not sure about Gary and his voting on this. Sorry, Gary. Let me try and find. CAD wanted staff to get to the bottom of where the ricochet bullets are coming from. Something that Sullivan and Schrader were concerned was too broad for the city to tackle. I mean, I'm not sure exactly, are they all the ricochets coming from there? Are they coming from someplace else or from what part of the, if you're talking about from what part of the range, maybe. Anyway, because RPD is only one of several law enforcement agencies that train at the facility. And the residents' complaints are not unfounded. No, they are not unfounded. And the mayor and Missy have asked Pelletti to reach out to them in working through their safety concerns, which I know Rob is going to do that. Chief Pelletti will do that. Anyway, that's still going on.
All right.
All that time to talk about this that you know, really it's important because when I was stationed at Camp Pendleton, I lived out in Fallbrook, which is adjacent to Camp Pendleton. It's not on the base, but it's right next to the base. You probably know. You know your way around there. Well, we would do a lot of, you know, Camp Pendleton's a very large a very large base there. I mean, it's not our largest, but we used artillery. We use planes dropping ordnance. We have lots of, you know, we do a lot of tactics and machine guns and hand grenades, all that stuff. And at least once a year, somebody in Fallbrook would, they would start this drive to have the Marine Corps move their ranges someplace else. And it's, and it would always come back. You move to Fallbrook, and every, there is a house that's been built or sold there and since 1942 that people don't know that that base is there, and they're dropping bombs, they're firing artillery. There's all types of stuff going on out there. I mean, you'll see, watch flares in the air at night and fires going on because we catch the ranges on fire all the time. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it always comes back to this. You knew it was there. Yes, things may have changed, but you knew it was there, unfortunately. So you try to be a good neighbor, but when it gets right down to it, the sound of that's just the sound of freedom, of, you know, of the planes going over and the artillery. In this case, I could think you could say for record range, it's the sound of safety because the police and these other law enforcement agencies are training to protect themselves and you out there. And, you know, unfortunately, you live there, but that's just part of, I mean, we've got to train, and there's no other place to do it. So everybody needs to work a little bit on this and take a deep breath, and let's go and move forward.
Okay. One more time, Obamacare is being scrutinized. This time the high court will hear oral arguments in a lawsuit engineered by conservative and libertarian think tanks that claims a handful of words deep within the Affordable Care Act and exchanged established by the state makes it illegal for the government to issue tax credits for health insurance in more than 30 states with federal health insurance exchanges.
That's right. There's only 34 states that do not have exchanges out of the 50. And so what the, and this part of it, when it was written, said, hey, if you don't have a health exchange in your state, guess what? No money changes hands to those people that are getting these subsidies. And if that's the case, that takes that just guts the whole thing, because then the people who are still in it in the states that have it, your costs are going to go skyrocket. So this is, you know, this is an interesting thing because the way it was written, and again, it was a poorly written piece of legislation that was pushed through.
Pushed,
rushed, trampled through.
Right.
And as Ms. Pelosi said,
oh, just sign it and read it later.
Well, we need to pass it to find out what's in it.
Right.
Well, here's what's going on in the Supreme Court. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do, but that's the argument. And the states have got a good argument. Hey, wait a minute. It says right here in the law. And see, other times it said things in that law, and Obama just ignored it through executive fiat. As king, he just ignored these things, or he changed things. And our Republican, you know, and our Congress and our House of Representatives and Senate just let him do it. So this could be a big thing. We'll see.
Also in the headlines, they're saying there's going to be a big shakeup in NBC, and that could mean that former NBC News president Andrew Lax returned to 30 Rock. He is currently in talks about a top job in the new division, would catalyze a major shakeup among the executive leadership and would likely signal – I like this word – likely signal – Brian Williams returned to the network. Current and former high-level NBC News staff told the On Media blog on Monday
that Brian Williams is coming back then.
Well, the shakeup could mean it's, the words were likely signal.
Likely signal that he would be coming
right
back. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how do you feel about it, Carl? I mean, we know that the major faux pas, do you want to call it a faux pas, or do you want to think that
it was a lie. He told a lie, and he told it over and over again. And it wasn't a faux pas. He knew that he lied. And trust me, if it had been let me see. If it had been, I can't really think of anybody else on ABC or CBS because they're all essentially the same. But Brian Williams said that went into combat, and that his which he did, and you know, and his, you know, and that should be enough. You know, he didn't have to be there. He was a news person, newsman. But then, you know, of course, the whole story is that he said how his helicopter had been hit by an RPG and they were down, and then there's other things he said. You know, the fact is that he did lie. Now, the difference between, as the Record Searchlight says, oh, a couple guys in the VFW, you know, telling, you know, embellishing more stories. Well, frankly, the woman writing the stuff from the on the from Record Searchlight is not a veteran and has never been to the VFW probably. Though I would invite her if she'd like to come down sometime and sit there with us and embellish war stories. She can tell us things like, you know, about, you know, she got that paper cut that one time. But sit down. And it's one thing for a news commentator to say this. He's not an editorialist. He's not somebody, you know, okay, he's not sitting here in your seat or my seat, you know, that's talking about something because, you know, we give the news, but we also, when we talk about stories like Hillary's and, you know, I mean, I put my own what I think about it. You know, I read what the paper says and I say, you know, this is why I think it's wrong. But if I just read to you that, look at Luke Air Force Base. The U.S. Air Force should have bought the land and leased it to farmers. Now the base is badly encroached and is going to have to move. Okay, that is, you know, okay, there's news. What he did was he took news and then he embellished it to make himself look bigger. He lied.
Well, have you been
so 6 months? You know, but he's been off 6 months. Everybody knows he lied. But the only thing that's going to do really is this. Every time Brian Williams tells a story, are you going to be thinking in the back of your mind, is this true or is this just what, you know, Brian's kind of like thinking about this? I don't know.
Well, that brings up a point here that I went before we take our quick break.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about pose the question and then take a break. I perused the internet. I go through different, I do USA, Huffington Post, Washington Post, Drudge Report, just kind of looking at things. Do you think Brian, of course, we just were talking about that he would be, expelled, fired, and that what's happening with O'Reilly? So do you turn a blind eye to O'Reilly and then not to Brian and did O'Reilly? I mean, what's been happening in the O'Reilly news?
That's a good point, too. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460. Your talk radio station. If you're thinking about it, we try to talk about it.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th.
Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Seven 7:49 in the morning.
We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back. It's the 4th of March.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Hey, let me tell you about our friends down there, Leonard and all of his associates. Always a sale going down at Four Winds Jewelry. If you can't find that watch, brooch, bracelet, ring, whatever it is, and especially in the estate jewelry side, at Leonard's at Four Winds Jewelry, you're not trying. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. And you know what? This is where Linda goes. When she's looking for that special piece of jewelry. Or to have things fixed, including watches. They only train watch repairmen. It's always at Four Winds Jewelry. Can't say enough about Leonard and his associates at Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Ellen, I want you to try and get into at least the 80s in music now, okay? you're stuck in the 50s, son. Hey, I've got two tickets before we get to O'Reilly. I have two tickets to the Boat, Sport, and RV Show. Free for two people. I have two tickets for the Boat, Sport, and RV Show. If you want to go, it's on the 6th, 7th, and 8th of this month. What a weekend that's happening here. But you can, you've got all weekend to go to the Boat, Sport, and RV Show. First person to call 605-4567. You get two tickets to the Boat, Sport, and RV Show.
You really love it. Ugh.
Oh, you know what? I can go down. I just go down and I just kind of like hang around and, you know, I look like one of those guys, you know, I just kind of like, you know, I touch everything they have down there.
Yeah,
I pick it up. You know, things I don't even use. I just, can I hold it for a little while and I look at it. You know, I love it. I do. I mean, I just like that kind of stuff. And what else is going on? It's the gun show. The gun show. Patrick Jones is going to be in here about 5 after 8 and talk about it, 5 or 10 after 8. And he's got to open up his shop. He's going to talk about that. We want to talk about the record gun range and a few other things, too, because he's still involved in politics. But we've got a phone call, and we are
– give those tickets away?
Yeah, we've got it. Okay, get their name and a phone number, and we will – and we have given away the tickets. We're going to give some more away this week, too.
Eldon is our intern from Simpson, and so he's having – like, what am I doing?
He's having one of these days today because we've never done that before with him.
We're giving him the tickets.
Okay,
hey,
Bill O'Reilly.
Controversy set off by a recent Mother Jones article about Bill O'Reilly's mischaracterizations of his wartime reporting experience, the Fox News host has angrily insisted that everything he said about his journalistic track record has been accurate. But his accounts have been contradicted by O'Reilly's former colleagues and other eyewitnesses. And it turns out by O'Reilly's own reporting at the time, Mother Jones has obtained the CBS News report O'Reilly filed at the end of the Falklands War. It makes no reference to the dramatic and warlike action soldiers gunning down Argentine civilians with real bullets O'Reilly has claimed he witnessed. Now, this is off of Huffington. Out of looking up O'Reilly News.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, the thing about this is, well, you know what? O'Reilly did what Williams didn't. He came out swinging and said they're lying. And Williams couldn't do that. You know, Riley said this was a war zone. We were in a war zone. Now, he was talking about the Falklands. If you remember back in the Falklands in the early 80s, some people sitting in sitting in the studio weren't even born yet. But, you know, talking about the war in the Falklands, and he said he was in a combat zone because he was in Argentina. Now, you know, you know what? Frankly, I don't think of that as a combat zone. He was talking about, he said, oh, gosh, you know, riots going on and people were firing. It's like, you know, he said it was a combat zone. You know, he too embellished it, but he didn't, you know, but was it? But, you know, this is up, you know, so do I want to hold Bill O'Reilly to it? Yeah, if he's a reporter and he lied, you know, it's wrong. He too should be humbled and punished if what he said was wrong. He's saying it now. No, I didn't say that. I said it about this. So anyway, he's fighting back. So this is going, you know what this is going to end up being? Nothing. Should he be held to the same standards if he was a reporter back then and he lied about what he was saying? Yes, but that was back then. He's not a reporter anymore. It's like, should he be, if he was the president of, if he was the CEO of Apple and this came out, would he be, would anybody even be saying this? Oh, we found out that the CEO of Apple lied about saying he was in the Falklands in a war zone. But because O'Reilly is on the news, he's a conservative, and he has lots of opinions about it, and he also castigated Williams, by the way. People are saying, well, wait a minute, you did the same thing. So, yes, Bill O'Reilly should be held to the same standards that Brian Williams was.
Okay. That's all I'm asking is that.
Yes, you know, he should be.
Okay.
Yeah. You lie, you lie. Okay.
7:54 in the morning. It's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, good morning. And mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 43. Our forecast calls for a honey sunny day with temperatures around 69. Tomorrow 70, Friday 76. As we go into the weekend, it's going to be beautiful to get out there to that RV show. We do have a winner in Eldon. Will tell us their name in just a moment. But the weather's been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
And Jim won. And we're going to, Jim, come on down here to the station at 1326 Market Street, and we have your tickets for you. Hey, who's the richest guy in the world? Oh, did I give away part of the answer? Who's the richest guy in the world?
Forbes?
No, not even close. Bill Gates.
Okay.
Bill Gates is worth $79.2 billion. $79.2 billion.
What's that look like?
You know, that's a lot of money. But
was not born into it.
No, he did it through Microsoft.
He created this.
Yeah, he created it. As did our own local hero, Red Emerson. He is 481st richest person in the world with $3.6 billion net worth, or at least worth. Now, here, I don't think, frankly, that Red cares. I don't even know if he reads the paper. And he probably doesn't care. You know, you're the 481st richest person. You've gone up. Here's another self-made man. This is a guy that started something back with his father, a logging truck company and all this. And
1949. Sawmill.
Now, Red Emerson, this is how I know Red Emerson. He and I, we were at a fundraiser out at Sierra Pacific that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat next to me, and Red was in the service during, you know, Korea. And most people go, yeah, it was a good part of my life. Red said to me, well, you know, really, it was kind of a waste of my time because he had already started his business. You know, he had already started his business. He was moving forward. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew what was going on. But he took 2 years out to serve his country. And I don't mean he wasted his time doing that, but it was like he did not need that structure that a lot of people need when they come into the service. But anyway, from there on, he has, you know, he and his father and then himself grew this company. These are people that give $1 million to One Safe Place. They spent $500,000 last year on scholarships to their employees' children.
Cool.
It is absolutely fabulous. And his sons now are, you know, doing the day-to-day operations. But Red Emerson
do good things.
You know, they do great things. And not
we're
only
proud.
We are, because here's a self-made man. This is not somebody that was handed to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's $500 million. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Daniel.
We got 2 minutes, Daniel.
I talked to you for a little while, but I wanted to call in because, you know, Hillary using those emails the way she did.
Yeah.
Carl, you know, if you and I in the service would have done something like that, they wouldn't have found a yardarm high enough for either one of us.
No, we would have been court-martialed immediately. No, I mean immediately. As soon as they found out we were using, you know, if we use. You can get court-martialed in the service for using government for private, you know, for private emails. And so she's using her private email for government, for secret, top secret. How do we even know what the level of security was on her emails?
We'll never know for sure.
We'll never know. And here's the other thing, because they're private, when it goes to court, they can fight it for years saying that she doesn't have to release her own personal emails.
I heard yesterday one of the pundits was trying to beat the drums and say, well, Karl Rove was using the RNC emails. And he said, well, you know, there's a reason for that. It's because he was doing political stuff for the RNC on their stuff, and the government stuff was being done on the White House stuff.
Yeah. You know, two separate things. But she was doing government work on a server that was on her own property. Anyway, hey, Danny, we got to run. Thanks a lot, partner, for
That's
the phone call.
Day.
Welcome back.
Bye.
You bet.
Hey, also, before we take our break, I wanted to talk about in 2008, we will go back to Emerson, was one of the 8 inaugural inductees into the Northern California Hall of Fame. Among the inductees joining Emerson were winemakers Ernest and Julio Gallo, Rayleigh Store founder Tom Rayleigh, and Newton Enloe, founder of Enloe Medical Center in Chico, right here in Northern California.
Isn't that great?
So cool. These are self-made men. You can
they
do
are.
It, too.
That's right. And you know, when you think that this country allows you to make something of yourself and be a success. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears a legal challenge to the president's controversial health care law. And SR News White House correspondent Greg Clugston is on the scene.
Supporters and critics of Obamacare gathered here in front of the U.S. Supreme Court building, holding side-by-side competing news conferences. Supporters are holding signs that say, don't take my care. Critics are holding signs that say Obamacare's IRS mandate is illegal.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Clugston at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Alabama Supreme Court has ordered the state's probate judges to stop issuing marriage licenses to homosexual couples. Matt Staver is president of the Liberty Council and tells SRN News this could be a game changer.
I think this sets up the Alabama Supreme Court and the judiciary as saying that they have the right to interpret their own constitution and the federal constitution, and they certainly do. And they're not backing down to a single federal judge.
And the ruling states that the judges in Alabama have the duty to administer state law. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says a latest report from the payroll processor ADP shows that hiring remains strong.
One of the most encouraging aspects of the ADP data is that the job gains remain relatively broad-based.
And the report says that businesses added some 212,000 jobs last month. U.S. services firms' activity rose at a slightly faster rate in February.
The Institute for Supply Management says its services index went up to 56.9 last month. That's slightly higher than January's reading of 56.7. Any reading over 50 indicates expansion. The survey suggests further growth in employment and imports as a strong hiring streak over the past year has bolstered consumer spending.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow is struggling. It's down more than 150 points at this hour. And this is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The House on Tuesday passed a so-called clean bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security and averted a looming agency shutdown at the same time.
The long-term funding bill, previously passed by the Senate, did not contain a provision to block President Obama's actions on immigration. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie called those actions unconstitutional.
The president cannot fund his illegal executive actions on immigration unless we, the House of Representatives, let him.
Republican Michael Simpson of Idaho essentially called that argument absurd.
What they want to do will result in not
defunding the president's actions because there is no funding in this bill for the president's actions.
The bill does fund such things as border security and anti-terrorism activities. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The Congressional Budget Office says Republicans controlling Congress can probably put off a politically wrenching vote to increase the government's borrowing cap until the fall months, if they so wish. This is SRN News. New Englanders already buried with snow are about to get a little bit more. They're not the only region, but they will not be exempt, according to National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley.
Barely at 10 to 12 inches, maybe a little more, will go from northeast Kentucky, far southern Ohio, and that would include the Cincinnati area, into West Virginia, and far western portions of Virginia. Now, it does look like the Baltimore-Washington area will also get in on the heavy snowfall.
In fact, the wintry blast racing across the U.S. is expected to move into Maine, Massachusetts, eastern New York, and New Jersey today, possibly the Mid-Atlantic region getting drenched as well. As McDonald's tries to get rid of its junk food image, it's planning to announce it will start using chicken raised without antibiotics that are important to human medicine. It will also be selling milk from cows that are not treated with an artificial growth hormone. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Wednesday, March the 4th, and it is 6 after 8 right here at our downtown studios, the magnificent downtown spacious studios of KCNR. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guest. Good morning, Sun Gold. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergencies, they can do it all. They can take care of your heating, cooling systems, any kind of HVAC. They are the experts and have been in it for over 20 years. They are our HVAC people. And Martin and his people are absolutely fabulous when it comes to work and getting things done correctly and quickly. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our weather today is going to be...
Well, it's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 69, mostly clear tonight with 43. As our forecast goes into Thursday, is high of 70 and Friday high of 76. Saturday is mostly clear with temperatures around 78. And Sunday, we get up to 78 as well. So those beautiful weekends to get out to the boat and RV show. We're going to be talking about that in just 1 second before we say that the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned right. business. Yes, as is Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we're here with Ron Gills. Hey.
Ron, good morning.
Good morning,
buddy.
Folks.
Okay. We see you once a year.
Boat and RV show, Shasta Fairgrounds this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's correct, Linda.
All right. So how many booths are there? How many people come?
Oh, gosh. We have over 120 exhibitors coming from all over the Western United States and Alaska. And, boy, we are just jam-packed. Every nook and cranny of the grounds are covered.
Well, you know what? This is, I was telling Linda, this is a heavenly weekend for Carl.
Yeah, he loves it.
I got gun shows. I got the boat and RV and sports show. You guys out there, you know what? I just came out there just before you even came on. You know, I was talking about it. You need to listen to this. I mean, you couldn't have gotten a better commercial. I went out there. I just stopped by every booth. I pick up every brochure. You know, I lean up against the safes. You know, I hold the fishing rods.
He does a lot of sniffing.
I sniff. I look at things. You know, I use the duck calls.
There you go.
I do it all. And I'm in there. She finally has to lead me out. you know, and pulls me back to the car, and I sit there, and I'm okay.
Hey, I need about 40,000 more people like you.
I am the one. All I right. am the one that goes there. You can talk to these other guys on these other stations, but nobody goes to these like I do. You know what?
I love it.
You know that. I just don't see some of them actually ever, you know, even like being out in the woods.
And you have the cowboy cooking, and you have the – so
I got it all.
So what – so tell it – just go – do your spiel.
Okay, spiel.
Do your spiel.
Well, this year promises to be really a great year. We've got several things that are first for us. Number one, as you folks well know, we have the Splash Dog Contest. Oh, yeah. When the dogs come and they jump. This year we have a little different wrinkle, same type of thing, but we have the world champion pool jumping dog. This young dog, 3-year-old Belgian Malamute, jumps 33 feet 10 inches through the air.
Wow. Do you drug test him afterwards?
Got something in that kibble.
Just wondering. How's that kibble there, buddy? Oh, no, I can jump.
No, it's Mountain Maui.
Mama Maui. There you go.
Anyway, that's cool. You got the world champion dog jumper.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
Got the best one with a whole lot. We'll probably have about 100 contestants this time. Also with us this year, we have Sepp Hendrickson. For some of you folks that aren't into the fishing business, Sepp is probably one of the foremost leaders in ultralight freshwater fishing techniques. He is the developer and manufacturer of Sepp's Pro Tackle, which is a line of trolling type rigs that to use. He's going to be with us on Saturday. He's an author. We're going to be having a book signing. So if you want to find out more about ultralight fishing, come and visit Sepp in Lassen Hall.
Great. Yeah, you know, ultralight, that's cool. You know, you get those little really light lines, and you can tie into something that's a pound or 2 pounds.
Feels like it's a giant.
You have a great time out there. Yeah. Okay, what else we got out there?
Well, we've got the cooking contest, as Linda talked about, and the Dutch oven, the Iron Chef, and the chili, which are always
in the third year for the Iron Mike or the Iron. The only reason we stopped was because we had another big event that evening, and we walked out of there waddling.
We waddled.
Okay, what else is happening?
And it's fantastic, and you must go and see the Dutch oven and meet the people, and it's just a phenomenal experience, and it motivates you to want to learn how to make a simple recipe in a Dutch oven, which we all have these cast iron skillets and the cast iron things from, you know, I'm sure they're right there that we've got in our family someplace.
Back to basics. And, you know, it's the most rudimentary type of cooking, but I don't think that in my 28 years of being associated with this show, I have never had anything bad that comes out of one of those pots.
I tell you what, 36, we had 36, literally 36 meals from this. I mean, each time, 36 things that we ate, and every one of them was outstanding. You know, Ron, we hijacked you from another station.
Yeah, you're supposed to be over with
and
Mike
and Kelly.
You're supposed
to be over on our sister station here. But, okay, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
6th, 7th, and 8th.
Can't miss it.
Come there and join us for a heck of a lot of good information.
Okay. Oh, it's all types
all
of great
thank
things
you
there.
So much.
Over 120 vendors. We're going to fill up the whole place. It's going to be great. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Thank you,
thank
guys.
You.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244- 7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. VDRBA.org.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's back to the 80s with Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Gear to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include awards presentation, dinner, and silent auction. Celebrate with the 61 organizations that received funds in 2014 and the surprise additional gift to one of those organizations. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So get back to the 80s with the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's A Gear to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
I remember when I lost my mind. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in Dubai, good morning. It is 8:17 in the morning, 48 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My whole demeanor changes when Linda's in here. You know, it just does. She just, you know, she's just, you know, bubbly and effervescent and all that stuff. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Owens Pharmacy, another locally owned, locally operated business that we support. And we believe you should support it too. They have something they've started called MedSync, which means all of your prescriptions end up being due on one day. They set it so they're all due on one day. One phone call, one visit, pick up all your meds. Hey, what if you can't make it? They deliver them for free. That's right. Owens Pharmacy delivers for free. And your pharmacist knows you. It isn't a pharmacist, and I'm not knocking these big box stores. But you go to some of these, you know, like, some of these drug stores and that. They change pharmacists like Elton changes, you know, baseball mitts. I mean, every game, it's a different one. Where at Owens, you've got people that know you. They got your back. They know what kind of medications you take. And they see something that's different, they're going to be checking with the doctor. They're going to be checking with you. You have got to use Owens Pharmacy.
Head on down there. They're open. There's six of them opened up, six of them right here in Reading. Most of them open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Check it out. You're going to not be sorry. Okay, we we stole a guest last hour, you know, last when we first started here. Ron Gillis, great guy. You know, we see Ron. You know, he's got the RV. He's got the boat sport and RV show. We just snatched him away from our sister station because they weren't quick enough to come in and talk about it. But our guest was Patrick Jones. But Patrick, who is a businessman, has to open his business. Let me say, he called, I'm going to be like 12 after. Well, he walks in here at 10 after.
Nine, exactly.
Nine after. You know, and he said, I'll be here at 12 after. He got here at 9 after, you know, because you get to know about this with Patrick. Because Patrick was going to come in and talk about a number of things. But one of the things, because this is one of those weekends that just falls every so often onto my plate, the boat sport and RV show. But also the
33rd Annual Reading Gun Show. And so, you know, the Lions Club over these years, over the last 32 years, has put on one of the finest gun shows here in the state of California. And their members were getting a little bit older, and they didn't want to do it anymore. And so they contacted myself, and they also contacted the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Senior Chief Rob Burrows. And we came together and said, you know what, let's keep this tradition going. We can hold this gun show. So we have it now back to its former location, which is the Holiday Inn Convention Center. And it's this weekend, the 7th and 8th. The doors open at 9 o'clock sharp. And it is jam-packed with guns, ammo, knives, shooting accessories, ladies' handbags, all those kinds of things. And it's a real quality gun show. And we also have displays. We have a few military cars out in the front as well. And so I'm very excited about it. I am the producer of this show. And again, with the volunteers from the Northern California Veterans Museum, we've got this thing manned and covered, and we have security 24 hours a day for our vendors. We have vendors coming in from all over the western part of the United States, so I'm excited. I think this is going to be a great show.
So you got, how many vendors do you have?
We have 150, and it's a sellout. We sold out roughly about a month ago, and we just can't fit any more tables in the Holiday Inn Convention Center. We're using the old schematic because, again, the Reading Gun Show was at the Holiday Inn Convention Center for about 10 years, so we're using that same setup. And all the tables are the same. In fact, a lot of people, when they heard that it was back at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, they said, that's super. That was a great show. I went to every one of those shows. I've made 31 of the 33 years myself. And the Holiday Inn Gun Show was really tremendous. It just has an atmosphere that's very conducive.
So you started, when you were 40? Going to the gun shows 30 years ago?
No, I started going with my dad when I was four. And in fact, me and my dad, we would do...
It went right over your head, didn't it?
Pretty much. You know, I...
70. That's what I was getting at. You're 70 years old. That's just because you were a city council person.
I was very fortunate as a youngster to go with my dad. We would do as many as 22 gun shows a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Through the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Did you ever appreciate that?
You know, at the time, it was just a lot of fun going with my dad and having a lot of time.
A lot of changes. A lot of changes, huh?
It's much more difficult today, but we will follow every state, local, and federal law. It is required.
Well, and just so people know, too, is that, you know, I have my gun show license. Because, never mind how I got into this, but I'm not doing anything with Patrick. I just thought, well, you know what? Maybe I – so I tried. They are very friendly. You know, I got the license, but there are so many things. It's like a whole sheaf of things comes with it that when you have a show, insurance and the things that you have to sign off on and all this, it's not easy.
Well, I couldn't have done this
in California.
Really, I handled the paperwork and the aspects of making sure all the contracts are signed, making sure that all the vendors understand the rules, making sure that all the printed material are printed, making sure that everybody has a name tag, all those kinds of things. I handled those aspects of the show. But then we've got 25 to 30 volunteers from the Veterans Museum actually running the show, the check-in, manning every door.
It takes a village, huh?
And I guess so. And security around the clock. We have two people inside and two people outside through the entire night to make sure that we are protected on this building and make sure that the vendors know they have good security for
this
show.
Well, they need to know that because, you know, just in the fact that there's a lot – I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of stuff down there that thieves would love to get into.
Absolutely.
And we have a bunch of economic intruders down in that area.
And most of us are actually going to stay at the Holiday Inn. And so we're going to be nearby, and we're going to be coming down through the night checking on things as well. So we're going to have a lot of eyes on.
A lot of people partying that night?
No.
Dancing? Drinking? shooting their guns in the air?
I think we're going to be pretty – you know, the show is just – it's jam-packed. And so from those the time at 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock when those doors open, it will be one busy place. And so we're excited about it. And, you know, the public – is going to have a real gun show, and that's what we strive to do. We're not having antique clocks and all those kinds of things that you might see at a gun show. We're really focusing in on guns, ammunition, knives, and shooting accessories. And I hope that we bring this back up to the level.
I'm just telling you right now what I just told when I told Ron that I go to the sports and outdoor, you know, an RV show, and Linda has to pull me out of there. But it's the same thing when I go to the gun show. I go to every booth. I sit there. I look at things. I hold guns that I would never buy, but I just want to, you know, hold them. And I get the guy's hopes up. I know, I'm sure, because, you know, I have my credit card pasted on my forehead when I walk through. But it's the kind of thing that says, you know, it reminds me, okay, it's freedom. It's liberty. It's what we have in this country that we fought for in that Second Amendment. And the fact that we as American citizens can own a gun, that I can buy a gun, go through the onerous 10-day wait and the background check
soon
and everything.
Soon to be changed, mind you.
Hopefully, soon to be changed, because there is no reason for doing that. But, you have to go through that. But it's still – I have the right to buy that. I can buy that M1. I can buy that AR. I can buy that pistol. I can buy that. And this is one of the last countries in the world where you have the freedom like this. And my friends, if you do nothing else but go down there and look at this and buy a magazine. And I'm not talking about that holds bullets, but they have gun books. They have shooting accessories. They've got it all.
You know, and there's history involved here. We've got all kinds of military firearms as well, and military parts and accessories. And, I think a lot of us do take gun shows for granted. But I can tell you with this show, a lot of work has gone into this show, a lot of effort and a lot of advertising to make sure the public knows that we're continuing those long efforts that the Lions Club had done for 32 years. They've put on a fantastic show.
The Lions Club has just done a wonderful job, and we've been talking with them. Let's go to the phones. Charles, thanks for waiting.
Yes, I'd like to see what hear what Patrick has to say about this recent announcement by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to try to ban 223 ammunition.
It's a good question.
Good question, Charles. And
thanks, Charles.
Here's my take on that. This administration a few years ago did the very same thing with brass that had been spent overseas. Normally that brass would come back. It would be sold surplus through Army depots and so forth, and remanufacturers would reuse that brass like Talon. And this administration, this president, stopped all that and eliminated that opportunity for manufacturers here in the United States. Now he's going to do the same thing. I'm sure he's gotten a memo recently.
Well, tell him what happened, though, with that.
Well, it went to China. Most
no, that brass, that you know, that resale, though, I mean, they changed their – because of the uproar.
Yes.
They changed their – they went back. They said, that was a mistake.
Well,
at least they backed off because right. So many people said, wait a minute.
But that's this administration. That's how bold he thought he could,
yeah.
You know, he
just
could do that.
Right.
Now they're doing the same thing. But the excuse they're giving this time is that because it's an armor-piercing style round – that it has no use. Now, for most people here, they're just target shooting. And now that doesn't.
These are the green tips.
These are green tips. But now it doesn't mean that in your local gun shops around the country that you're not going to see. I mean, you're still going to see Remington, Winchester, PMC, UMC. You're still going to see lots of 5.56 and 223 ammunition. But what you probably aren't going to see if this holds is any surplus, U.S. military surplus ammo coming back and being sold at a reduced price, like what I shot as a kid. And that's what this administration, again, every time it comes with guns or ammunition, if he has the authority to stop something, he will.
Now, see, here's the thing, too, is here's what I did. I don't do this very often. Rarely do I get onto a form letter and send it off to anybody. But they, I got it from on the email, and I looked at it, and I took the letter and changed it totally. I just left the address on there saying is that, you know, frankly, I don't use green tips. I mean, I would. I mean, for target shooting and all that, but I just haven't. And I've used it before probably. And but the point is that if you can do it for – I mean, this is a high-velocity round.
Right.
I mean, that's, I mean, simply any high-velocity round is going to defeat a – you know, unless you've got a plate on your – unless you've got a plate on your vest, it's going to defeat any vest.
Correct.
Am I right here?
He's just using this as an excuse to eliminate this ammo coming back into the hands of American citizens. He highly underestimates how many gun owners there are in the United States. We've seen that before. This administration simply does not like firearms, ammunition, and they're going to do everything they can to prohibit that coming back to the public. This is just one attempt. We know, Carl, you and I both know, that high-power rifle rounds in a full metal jacket, not armor-piercing, will penetrate a lot of steel. And whether it's armor-piercing or not, it's a very deadly round.
And what they're saying is that you can use the, well, you can use these rounds in these new pistols nowadays. Well, you know, I also saw what one of the police said. He said, "You know what? I'm not really worried about this. This is a large weapon." He says, "The ones I'm worried about are those little ones that fit in your hand that I don't see." And you know, so again, this is just another. If they can't take your guns, they're going to take the ammo, and just like the state of California is doing.
What I will tell the public is that you know, while this is discouraging and this is an important issue. You don't have to race right out and go buy up all the .223 ammo and create yet another shortage. No. That ammunition is still going to be made by our major manufacturers. It's still going to be available. And so as we take a breath, let's work on this administration, but that ammo is still going
to
be
The ammo is still out there because, like I said, I've bought all I've wanted. It had nothing to do with the green ammo. But see, what's going to happen is everybody's going to run out thinking that we're going to have another shortage because they're going to go and buy everything.
When I was a kid, before most of it was banned, I shot a lot of armor-piercing, 30-06 out of my M1 Grand, tracer and incendiary round as well when it was illegal. Because it was neat stuff that you got for target shooting, and we shot a lot of it.
Firing
it was
tracers,
a lot of fun.
Firing tracers was a lot of fun.
I
haven't done it since I've been out of the service.
We can't do it any longer in California. No. That's all been barred. And for obvious reasons, there is a potential for fire risk.
Oh, potential. we'd light up things all the time. Okay. Our guest is Patrick Jones. We're talking about the gun show. We're going to talk about a few more things, too. And I'm glad, Charles, thank you so much for the phone call. That was one of the things I wanted to talk to Patrick about. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we try to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273. Take me to
direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Come and experience the charming and delightful Grace Place Tea House and Boutique in downtown Reading. Enjoy a Pete's specialty tea or coffee along with a meal or delectable treat. Meet with friends, do business using free Wi-Fi, or enjoy the peaceful charm alone with a good book. Grace Place is the perfect place for special occasions. Located at 1448 Pine Street in Reading, all proceeds benefit Shining Care, a nonprofit serving local seniors. Visit GracePlaceTeaHouse.org for more information.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Any way you want it. Hey, Carl Lindabot, it is 8:33 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Joe, Flo, everybody there. Good morning on the chat room. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. These are shooters in there. You know what? Great haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold right there. D.C., I bet, will be down at that gun show, in fact, on Saturday. Right across from the Subway, Cypress Square Barbershop, Subway sandwich shop there off Athens Avenue. Okay, let's go to the phones. Molly, good morning.
Good morning. My question is for Patrick. What if I have a gun that I don't want anymore? Can I bring it to the gun show and sell it, or do I take it somewhere else?
Excellent question. In fact, in the break there, I was talking to Carl and saying that I should remind the public that you're more than welcome. We encourage people to bring guns to the gun show. We're going to have thousands and thousands of gun enthusiasts coming through the show. And so not only do you have dealers that are interested in buying, but we have individuals. So it's a great place to bring an unwanted gun, new or old, antique or modern. There is interest across the board. So it's a great question. Yes, bring your guns to the show.
So, you know, while Molly's on here, Patrick, okay, so say Molly has a, she's got, a lever-action Winchester.
Yes.
All right, so she comes in with this gun, and she'd like to sell it. How does she do that there, though?
She can sell, and there are, we have
She doesn't need a booth, then?
No, but she does need proper California identification, and she can come and bring her gun there. We have the transfer dealer there on site, so all state and local laws and federal laws will be adhered to. If it's a long gun over 50 years old, it can simply be bought and sold with no paperwork. That is still the law in California
today.
Like
a pre-64 Winchester?
Pre-64.
Or 50 would be 50. No, 64.
Yes, pre-64 will
pre-64,
do it. So any long gun unaltered over 50 years old. Handguns go back to 1898, and those would be considered antiques. And any antiques can be bought and sold without any paperwork. If it's a modern handgun or modern rifle, the transfer process does need to be adhered to.
Would she come up and see you, or would she just come up to say, hey, look, I have this pistol I want to sell. Does she just stand there?
So when you come in the door, the first thing that I will do is that we make sure that all the firearms are clear. We'll put a band on them with your name, and then you can enter into the show. There is a two or three tables there that are the transfer tables. So when that gun sells, it can go right on over to the transfer dealer for proper paperwork, and the 10-day waiting period will begin. In the future, what's nice is as this 10-day waiting period is going to end in California soon, not for this weekend, but in the future, an instant check will be done in the future. But for now, it is a 10-day wait, and you'll return to the local shop doing the transfer, which is my shop, Jones's Fort, and Marshall Jones, who's the owner, he'll be there doing the transfers, and we'll adhere to all those rules.
Molly, does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Molly, for calling.
Thank you.
That was a good question.
Very good question.
But, okay, I'm still missing the one part, though. Okay, Molly brings in a pistol she wants to sell. You make sure it's clear there and all that. How does she sell it then? I mean, doesn't have a booth.
Yeah, she just walks around and put a little sign on it, for sale.
For sale. And, okay, so she can have that on there for sale, and then people will look at it. She could sell it to some of the vendors, too.
Yes, vendors, people walking through the aisles. I mean, people are coming to this show to look for guns of all sorts.
Molly, what I would say, though, is go down to one of our gun shops, in this case it would be Jones Fort, since he's putting it on. Ask him about the value of the gun. or the guns. And then that way you're not going to go up to some vendor that wants to give you half price on it.
Well, and the other thing great about a show is that you can take many offers. You can walk around, look at other guns, and say, hey, that gun looks very similar to my gun.
Yeah.
So that that's a $500 gun. Mine should be pretty close to a $500 gun. Or
sure.
That's a $2,000 gun, and my gun should be similar.
Now, that leads us to other things right here, Patrick. On a gun show, if you know your values, because you've told me before that one time you looked at a shotgun one time, and there was something about it. You know, it was dirty and the stock was all roughed up and all that, but you knew that it was a certain kind.
Yeah, in fact, I bought a.
I'm just saying it was a shotgun. I know there's been other
kinds. Actually, it was a Winchester rifle, and it was really rough looking. And I asked the gentleman what he wanted. He said 400, and I wasn't that thrilled about it. But I thought, you know what, it might clean up, it might not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth giving it a try. Once I cleaned it up, it actually was a decent gun under there. It had black crud and stuff on it that really made it appear to not be very valuable. Now, that's a good story. That's on the positive.
Because it turned out to be valuable.
It turned out to be a much better gun than what it appeared, and it really didn't look like it. Several other people passed it up. I decided to take a chance on it. But you really should, for those of us that are in the industry, we have a pretty good idea of what we're buying and selling. And, you know, not everything that I have bought certainly has paid off. But most guns hold their values very well. That's the nice thing about buying guns and then selling them later on. Guns rarely ever go down. They're great investments.
Well, there's people that's their 401 is 100 rifles and pistols that they've collected through the years. But you have to know what you're doing.
You do need to know what you're doing.
Here's, I tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question.
I certainly do. This is for Patrick. I have an old 9mm that a Vietnam buddy gave me before he passed away in 2000. Well, I've never re-registered it, but it's kind of got a fault to it, and I'd like to just trade it off or sell it and, you know, buy a good weapon. And I was wondering, what kind of trouble would I be in? I've never registered it or done anything with it.
Well, you know, we can't go back in time 15 years ago to the year 2000 and redo what you did. Ideally, the private party transfer process should have been adhered to. So today, make sure that you do that private party transfer so that you just don't sell it to the neighbor Jim without doing any paperwork. They should go through a licensed firearm dealer, and you're essentially the seller. You're the owner today. And,
okay.
And so we can't go back in time, and there's lots of guns. There's millions of guns that have had that happen to them. But today, to protect yourself, we do not want to make we want to make sure that people that purchase a gun have an appropriate background. So we want to make sure that the rules are followed.
All right, so I can come down to your shop and take care of that process?
Absolutely.
All right, good. I just didn't want to get a bunch of trouble or something.
You know, Jim, that's a good question, because a lot of people have guns that they've inherited or they bought or they've moved to the state, you know, and they've had these guns for years. And so they say, well, you know, I'm going to sell this. That it's never been registered, especially handguns. It's never been registered. It's not an antique. So, you know, the way to do that properly. But, you know, that's it. You have to start that paper trail. That's the big thing. But that's a good question. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Because, you know, as we know, there's been people in public life around here that haven't done it correctly, and it's come back to bite.
Even
them.
After they were told by fellow colleagues to do the private party transfer process, it's not that difficult.
We've done it. We sold one of ours. And it went right. You know,
and Carl, I can understand. You know, the government and the trail. It's a paper trail. You know, do we trust our government? You know, I believe in government, but. There are times that you do stop and wonder, and so I understand the concerns with registering guns, because that is a real concern. But we do have to follow the rules. We don't like the rules, so let's go change the rules.
You need to change the rules.
But,
that's right. And there's a variety of ways of doing it. Like, there's lawsuits right now.
Correct.
And they've been coming down on the side of the Second Amendment in many cases. You know what? As soon as you know, here's my thing about when you break the law, even if it's a little bit. Think of it like the Marine Corps. In the Marine Corps, you could get away with things, you know.
But you can't break the law a little bit.
No. Once you break the law, you break it. But here's the thing is, once the Marine Corps caught you with it, even if it was just that little tip of your little toe, it's going to grind you up like a millstone if you continue to do this. So why put yourself in that environment that you get dinged once? Because now your name has always got that flag by it. And any time it comes around, they're going to come back again.
Sure. Once you have a firearm violation.
Everything. Anything. You know, taxes. Anything.
Once you have a firearm violation.
Oh, my gosh.
Typically, then you will not be able to get a concealed weapon permit. It will stay with you. And so you want to follow the rules. The rules aren't that complicated. I know they're not a lot of fun because I do them every day, but they are doable and they will be followed at the gun show. In fact, all the rules will be followed, and we're going to make sure that the tradition of the Reading Gun Show is carried on.
Okay. Now, one of the things we talk about is the success of to collect you know, weapons or guns. You've got to really know your stuff, and a lot of people out there do. But even guys like you and other collectors, and I've talked to other gun shop owners that they've made some mistakes before.
We all make mistakes, but that's what's nice about a gun show is you learn from your mistakes. And this is a great opportunity for the public to come down and take a look at thousands of guns, take a look at different things, talk to the vendors. They get great information. Some of these guys are real historians. They know their product. They've been doing and dealing with firearms for 30, 40, and in some cases 50 years. So it's a great experience to learn and learn more. When I was doing shows with my father back in the 70s and 80s and up to 22 shows a year, you learn a lot. And I would go through the show and name every gun without looking at a tag, and I was rarely wrong. And you learn at a gun show. You learn a lot, and guns hold their values well. And, you know, when the stock market goes up and down, guns don't.
There you go. Okay. Let me see. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk let's get off the gun show for a minute. I want to talk Record Range because you were there last night.
I was.
And you testified.
I did.
I would like to hear, you know, your take on this and what happened last night. I thought, frankly, Brent Weaver recusing himself, I thought that was that was an honorable thing to do. He's got some skin in the game out there in Mary's
Lake.
He has
built homes there.
And so he recused himself, which I think was, I think that's cool.
Yeah, he had to.
Well, he had to, but there's been other times, and you know this, that people haven't recused themselves.
Correct.
From things. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:44 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories, plus kids trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868.
Why not get the best? Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be a beautiful day today. And 8:47 in the morning on the 4th of March. Wanted to talk to you about an event that's happening on the 14th of March. It's Festa Italiana. Carl and I'll be there. It's the Lou White Band. It's a blast. They do Italian of the Year. We're told that this, it's always been a big bash. Let's see.
This is a great, great time.
I think you can get tickets at the door. It's down at Anderson Fairgrounds for Sarah Hall. Doors open at 5. You walk in and it's just Italian. And it's a dancing and just a blast.
They have a
blast.
Comedian. They bring a comedian in, and the comedians they have brought in, they have a clean show that is absolutely hilarious.
Hilarious.
A different one each year. So, and this may be, like we said, the last Festa Italiana. So why don't you join us that night and just have a great time on the 14th of March. For any, you know, questions about it, we just call the just give us a call here, and we'll put you with the right people.
Now we have Patrick Jones with us this morning. We've been talking about this fantastic gun show that's going on Saturday. And Patrick, you said you're going to give away two tickets.
Two tickets. We have two tickets to give away.
So let's take a name and a caller here at 605-4567. And first caller is going to get two free tickets to get through the door Saturday beginning at 9 o'clock. It's just a 1 day show at the
2 days.
Saturday, Sunday. You could use the tickets either day.
I'm sorry. Okay, but so what's nice about it is that you said you've got
150 vendors.
Wow. Okay, that's what I caught. And Saturday and Sunday, and there's the phone ringing right now because you know everybody's going to want to go. So
okay,
we'll be giving two tickets away tomorrow and Friday as well, but just two today.
There you go. And, okay, Patrick, let's go into something a little bit else. First of all, I want to talk about there's going to be another big event here on the 21st of March down at Wind River. It's Sovereign Minds, and Jefferson State of Mind is having a fundraiser, banquet and fundraiser. And you can give people, you can buy tickets at North State Consultants. Give them a call at 221-0101 or Jones's Fort.
We've got a lot of guns in there, Carl, yep. And it's a great fundraiser. I encourage people to buy or sponsor a table because you get a big pack of raffle tickets. We're giving away a lot of stuff, and it keeps conservative news talk on the radio, so it's a great project. March 21st at Wind River, and I'll be there, and I've been there every year that they've been doing it, and a lot of fun.
Okay, and like we said, a lot of guns there, all this stuff. And by the way, Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind, two great radio shows right here on KCNR on Sunday mornings. Jefferson State of Mind from 8 to 9 Sunday morning, and Sovereign Minds from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Last night, and you were there, the Record Range came up. People that live out there complain about noise and stray bullets.
Not noise.
Well, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I can read it to you. You want me to read it to you?
Well, Carl, I was there, and not a single person mentioned noise. In fact, they said just the opposite. We're not here to complain about the noise. They're there to complain about bullets striking their homes and property.
Oh, okay. So I guess then the paper got it wrong.
Well, that's pretty common.
Okay, so go ahead.
Let's go on about what you were there and what
do you think about the outcome?
Well, what you have here, Carl. In fact, I went out to this area where these homes were, I've met up recently with Peter Bohatch, and he allowed me to walk his piece of property, and so I did. And in about an hour and 50 minutes, I found 17 bullets on his property. And they were sitting on the surface, and that's in a very short time period on one piece of property. Now, about 25% of these bullets are older bullets. They've been there for a while. You can tell from the oxidation on the bullets they're older. About 25% are kind of in that medium category where they have oxidation, but not a lot. And then the rest of them are all quite fresh, and a few of them look like they were shot that day. So when some folks say, well, this is stuff that all happened in the past because this range has been there for 50 years, you can't tell when those bullets are being hit. Well, actually, we can. We kept that evidence, and we have bullets still striking today. In fact, there's lots of reports of constant ricochets and live fire bullets striking objects around that part of the town. The problem, Carl, is if you take a look at the Google it and take a look at the map, and you'll see that firing range number 3, the handgun range, which is what the RPD uses mostly, is pointing at this subdivision. And the ricochets from it are landing on all types of homes. You can't deny that these ricochets are happening when you have 30 and 40 people coming forward and having the bullet. In fact, if you want to do a little more work, those bullets have lands and grooves. They have a fingerprint. We could trace that back to a particular gun. So we have that evidence, and it's fresh evidence, and you just simply can't be launching bullets on people's houses. You can't do that. Now, I've came to this council and this governing body in the 1970s to help this process to relocate this range and the public range. We did it again. A whole bunch of us did it again in the 1980s, and we did it again in the early 1990s. I came forward to this council in 2007 when I was an elected official and asked for help to relocate this range and the public range. No response. I'm doing it again, and we're getting no response again. You know, the city says, in fact, part of their mission statement is that they are proactive. Well, it doesn't look like they're proactive here. We have bullets striking homes on a regular basis. The close proximity, Carl, on those homes, you're so close, I can literally throw a rock and hit that range. That's how close it is. They're sitting only on 25 acres right up against a subdivision. Those bullets are striking those homes. They cannot do that. That is a high risk for the taxpayers of the city of Reading. We cannot afford having more liability in this case. And we have been warning and warning, not just for a couple years, but for decades, and no action. And now it's a matter of trust. When they won't even admit that their bullets are leaving that range, we have no trust for them. They need to admit there is an issue here. Bullets are leaving, and admit that and come clean and be honest.
Okay, we have Shannon's on the line, but this thing about the noise was from a letter to the editor. I confused my stories here. From Priz Brulang, is that somebody you've been talking to?
I don't know him. No,
okay.
I don't know.
Well,
him.
It could be a woman too, but a Brulang, I should say Brulang, and talking about the noise. That's where I confused it, because you're right. When I looked in there, nothing was brought up about the noise, but there was a lot written in the paper about it. But let's go to the phone. Shannon is calling in. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. About the gentleman you just said wrote the letter to the editor, there's a lot of people that complain about noise, but our group, NAPS, Neighborhood Association for Peace and Safety, has never complained about noise.
Okay.
Just the bullets we found. Anyways, I just I spoke with Chief Paletti after the city council meeting last night, and he said that if he could find another pistol range, you know, referring to that range 3, that pistol range where most of the bullets are coming from, that he would train at another pistol range. He said if Patrick's range was open, he'd go there. But he said being from Stockton, he's not familiar with all the local ranges, what they have to offer, stuff like that.
Well, I know, and we talked a little bit about that earlier, that the fact that there's an indoor range does not give you the quality of training that you really need. And I think Patrick would agree with that. And,
absolutely.
And probably anybody that knows about training for shooting. And I agree. There's if there was a range somewhere close where it's not going to take hours to get to it, I think we should move it. You know it's having impacts like that. But what do you think, Shannon? Because I know that you live out there, that about putting bullet traps and covering and all this to try and solve that problem.
Well, when they do that, they use their in-house members, people that, you know, are doing their best guess on what would be the safest route, but they're not professionals, you know, with trajectory of bullets and how they ricochet even off dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know they ricochet off that dirt mound. You know, that's something new. I'm learning through this process. Anyways,
but if they could find something that if they found something that could contain that, though, would that
the problem here, Carl, is that we have been asking, and this group and others have been asking to make changes for decades, and nothing is being done. Only now, when a little pressure is being applied, have they actually taken it seriously. The lack of trust here with the association is strong. They've had plenty of years and years, decades, to make the changes. And so the homeowners today do not trust the organization because, as they've said in the past, we've made corrections to stop the problem. The problem continues.
Shannon, let me ask you a question. When you bought out there, did they tell you – because this is what you read everywhere. Were you told there was a pistol and rifle range there?
Would that make a difference?
Well, yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm asking.
I did not mind the noise. Yeah. I felt secure that for the first year before finding the bulls, I felt secure that police were training. That it wasn't, you know, hillbillies out in the woods and yikes, you know. So then, I did not sign. I had no idea bullets would trespass onto my property, or had I any idea that it was an outdoor range. I imagined the indoor range. That's what I'm trying to find out
because there's been so many things back. So, but you were told there was a range, but didn't say what kind it was. That they did at least tell you that
indoor range.
Okay.
Because nothing more is said. No one tells you about bullets and ricocheting. And
trajectories.
I don't find out until a year after being here, and I find a bullet. I thought it was a fluke. Then I talked to my neighbor, and the range owners have come out and replaced three spots damaged on their metal garage door. Then another neighbor, over 70 bullets. And then another neighbor, lieutenant, construction worker, a bullet landed in his lap and burned him. You know, I've worked with, for 6 years, the range owners. Uh-huh. They've come out three times to investigate bullets, saying they're going to match that bullet up, taking my bullets, me never seeing them again.
Okay.
Okay. They talk real good on the phone and make me have faith in them.
But nothing
now,
happens.
After 6 years, I'm realizing, man, they say some words like improvements, but you're thinking permitted safety improvements to code when they say improvements. No, what they did was range improvements. They made their range longer. They put different targets. They spiffed up their range.
Yeah.
That kind of improvement.
Hey, Shannon, I'm sorry. You know, this is great, you know, and I want to have you on. We've run out of time. We've got to run here.
Sorry.
No. Don't be sorry, because you're talking about something. We're hearing from somebody who this is impacting on you, and I'd like to have you back on again. If you could give us a call.
Would you like my last point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I like them all. You know, we need to talk about it.
Pardon?
We need to talk about this. We're going to give you a call afterwards and get a hold of you and get you back on. Hey, we've got to run here.
Thank you, Patrick Jones,
tomorrow,
for being with us this morning.
Tomorrow, Trish Clark's got the...
Mary Machado.
Mary Machado's going to be on tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Washington. The Supreme Court hears arguments in a major test of the president's health care law.
Challengers focused on four words in the controversial Obamacare law, established by the state. They argued that Congress wanted to limit health care subsidies only to people who get their insurance through a state-run exchange. This is potentially problematic for the president's law because more than half the states in the country rely on the federal marketplace instead. Insurance coverage for millions of people will be at stake when the court rules by late June. Greg Clugston, SRN News, at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Looks like people in Mobile County, Alabama, who want to tie the knot will have to wait. The county probate court says it will not issue any marriage licenses pending a review of an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that upholds Alabama's marriage amendment. Boston Marathon bombing victims in the courtroom today as Johar Tsarnaev stands trial for his alleged role in the deadly attack.